This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News, Pain Management, and Physical Therapy channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Jessica Miller-Galbraith, Program Director of the Physical Therapist Assistant Program at Concord Career College in Aurora, Colorado. Concord has 16 campuses in 8 states and has been training students to enter or advance their careers in healthcare for more than 60 years. Jessica, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you and more about Concord Career College. So tell us about your background, for starters, in physical therapy and what led you to your current role as a director of the Physical Therapy Assistant Program at Concord Career College.
Sure, I'd love to. I initially pursued physical therapy because I was looking for a career and a job where I could work closely with patients, really be able to develop a relationship with them, and be a part of helping them reach their goals. And that's certainly what I got. I think much like many students going into physical therapy, I initially expected to graduate and work with athletes after an injury. But as a student, I had the opportunity to work in a clinic with patients after a trauma. So, say, like after a spinal cord injury or after a traumatic brain injury or a stroke, and I absolutely loved the experience and I loved my patients. It's hard to forget the excitement of watching a patient walk for the first time after an accident, and you just feel so grateful that you were a part of that accomplishment. I continue to be inspired over and over by my patients' determinations to get better and to get their lives back, and I love being a part of that. So after that experience, I spent most of my clinical career working with patients with various neurological impairments. And as far as getting into education, while working in the clinic, I often worked as a clinical instructor with students. And I really appreciated the exchange of ideas, the exchange of information with my students. And because of that, I wanted to get more involved in the classroom. And lucky enough, in 2010, I was offered a position with the Physical Therapist Assistant Program at Concord Career College in Aurora. And I have absolutely loved working with my students since then. And now I feel that same excitement and that same feeling of accomplishment that I was feeling in the clinic. I feel it now when each of my students reach their goals.
How did your experience in the field of physical therapy help you in your current role?
My experience in the clinic is really critical to my role as an instructor. Every day, the faculty at Concord, including myself, we use our personal experiences from the clinic to discuss treatment for various patients and various diagnoses. I think the students really appreciate the reality we bring to the information they're learning, and it helps them to better relate to the information. All of our faculty at Concord were either previously working in the field or are currently working in the field while they're teaching. So it's fantastic because they do a great job of keeping the students current with trends and with changes that might be happening in the field of physical therapy.
Many people don't know about the important role in physical therapist assistants serve in the healthcare system at large. Can you provide a typical day in the life of a physical therapist assistant?
Sure. In general, the physical therapist assistant, or PTA for short, they provide therapy services under the direction of a licensed physical therapist. So the physical therapist and the assistant, they really work as a team. The role of the physical therapist is to initially evaluate a patient. They then set the treatment plan and the goals to be met. The assistant then carries out that treatment plan. And I like to tell my prospective students that the physical therapist assistant is really in charge of the fun stuff, which is the treatment of the patient. This is a big reason why most of us, even why we go into the field. We want to be an integral part of that treatment, and we want to be providing the care that helps our patients get better. Specifically, treatment for a patient might include something like functional training, such as helping a patient learn to walk, climb the stairs, get into the car. Treatment may also include exercise to help the patient get stronger or to improve their flexibility. And it may also include something like education regarding body mechanics or general safety. This is just a few of examples of treatment that might be provided by the assistant. As far as a typical day, I think that's really tough because our days are constantly changing, and that's something I love about physical therapy. You are never bored. I'll use my own experience as an example when working in an outpatient clinic. In the first hour, I might be seeing an athlete following shoulder surgery, and treatment might include manually stretching the shoulder or strengthening the shoulder. In the next hour, I might see a patient who has had a brain injury, and we're working in the pool to improve balance. And then, you know, the following hour, I might even be working with a patient post-amputation, helping him to learn how to walk with his new prosthesis. So the variety of people and diagnoses that a physical therapist assistant will treat is really, it's countless. The majority of the time, the assistant will spend a great deal of their day in the gym, guiding patients through exercise and different activities that will help them to regain function, to decrease pain, and promote safety.
Today we are with Dr. Jessica Miller Galbraith, Program Director of the Physical Therapist Assistant Program at Concord Career College in Aurora, Colorado, here on eHealth Radio's Health News, Pain Management, and Physical Therapy Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jessica, how do you see the role of physical therapist assistants expanding in the next 5 to 10 years?
In Colorado locally, we continue to see more and more increased open positions for the physical therapist assistant. In fact, our Concord PTA program in Aurora, we currently report placement for 100% of our eligible graduates to CAPTI, who is our accrediting body for physical therapy education. We definitely see the role of the assistant expanding to more and more facilities. Physical therapist assistants are working in hospitals, private practices, outpatient clinics, home health agencies, and schools, and that's just to name a few. It really seems that facilities more and more are beginning to recognize the value of the physical therapist assistant. We also know that our population continues to grow and live much longer, so we're certainly seeing an increased need for therapy services. In fact, the Bureau of Labor Statistics projects a 41% growth for the field between 2012 and 2022, which is huge. And lastly, PTAs are becoming more and more involved in the community. They're out there promoting the field, promoting wellness, they're promoting injury prevention, and things of that nature. At Concord, we really try to emphasize community outreach with our own students. Currently, our students are active in fundraising and volunteer opportunities with programs like the Spinal Cord Injury Recovery Project, Special Olympics, and Project Cure.
What would you like to tell someone who is looking to go into this profession?
I would tell them that if they have a passion for helping people and really want to be an integral part of someone's recovery, then definitely pursue the field of physical therapy. It's a career in which you contribute daily to bettering someone's life, helping them to relieve them of pain, helping them to restore their independence, and really helping them to get back to the activities they love. It's an incredibly rewarding career. And the faculty at Concord, we are certainly happy to answer any questions for prospective students, and we love to share our stories and our excitement about the field of physical therapy.
Well, Jessica, it certainly has been good to have had you, and your passion and enjoyment of the field certainly comes out in your message. Where can interested students go for more information or to find a program near them?
If listeners are considering a career as a physical therapist assistant or in the healthcare industry, they can go to concord.edu for more information about Concord or to find a program near them. Interested individuals can also connect with us on Facebook.
Easy enough. Well, Dr. Galbraith, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Happy holidays, and thanks for the time spent here today.
Happy holidays, and thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Jessica Miller Galbraith, Program Director of the Physical Therapist Assistant Program at Concord Career College in Aurora, Colorado. Concord has 16 campuses in 8 states and has been training students to enter or advance their careers in healthcare for more than 60 years. And once again, the website of reference is concord.edu. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News, Pain Management, and Physical Therapy Channels. a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.